What is the government doing to further destigmatize mental health issues?
Well, it's a very important question because there is still a considerable stigma associated with mental health and mental health issues. And I think we have to take the view that maybe it's not something that you can eliminate completely. So we have to do many things together, and then we have to keep on doing them. Public education as well. We have to keep talking about what we're doing with mental health and explaining and normalizing it. Part of that is training people to be counselors and peer supporters, looking at workplaces, working through youth groups where people do want to talk about some of these things, both to learn about it, but also then to give support to each other. And then I think the stuff that we're doing on the professional side, making mental health services accessible through other types of service. So, for example, a general practitioner, or a social worker, or a family service center, or a teacher in the education space. In other words, there's access to the mental health support without going to what is formally a mental health provider or a mental health clinical provider.
What's an example of integrated mental health services?
There's several ideas behind it. One is to provide outreach and access. So locating these services at a place where young people are likely to go and grow will serve clients, patients, individuals between the ages of 13 and 25. So go and be where young people are. The other aspect is then to have more than just mental health services. So you have wellness courses, you have access to other types of things which are, well, just for fun, art, photography.
Is MediSave allowed to be used at private mental health clinics?
There are actually three different ways in which you can claim these types of subsidies for mental health. You've got MediSave itself, which where if you have a clinic that's accredited under the Chronic Disease Management Program, you can use that MediSave for mental health. Then you have CHAS clinics, where you can have the CHAS subsidies, and that includes for mental health conditions. And then you have the Flexi MediSave scheme, which also allows you then to claim subsidies for mental health services at certain clinics.
How will the Healthier SG GPs help with mental health? Are they specialized enough?
Well, our GPs already provide mental health services. They're family physicians, and part of family medicine is to be able to recognize and diagnose mental health conditions. What we're doing is linking them up with the CMIT teams, the community intervention teams. And these can provide psychotherapy, they can provide education, they can provide assessment as well as intervention. And we are linking up the GPs with the CMIT teams that serve their areas. And as Healthier SG rolls out, and we've got mental health then coming into be part of Healthier SG in 2026, then what exists today as a service will become supported by Healthier SG.